partial pollution cleanups, and unintended consequences. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. We have laws in Michigan that let polluters leave contamination in the ground. It's cleaned up to a certain point, but not completely. Through a public records request, we found that there are now more than 2,000 sites like this in Michigan. The state says full cleanup isn't always possible or practical, but environmentalists are concerned about just how common these partial cleanups have become and about the possible unintended consequences. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond reports.
At more than 1,600 sites across the state, you can't drink the groundwater. Well, you could, but it wouldn't be safe or legal.
If we were to treat our lakes and streams the way we're treating groundwater, we'd have a national disgrace on our hands.
That's Dave Dempsey. He's with the nonprofit water law group For Love of Water. They call themselves FLO. He blames a law that was passed more than two decades ago, in 1994. Here's what it did. It made it easier to partially clean up a contaminated site as opposed to fully. And to deal with the remaining pollution, the law expanded the ability to set land use restrictions. The most common type is a ban on drinking water wells. Other examples include no contact with the soil, extra monitoring, or even barring categories of use, like recreational or residential. Dempsey says there have been consequences to leaving contamination in the ground.
It's kind of like a zombie rising from the grave is these buried contaminants that are now showing up in people's homes in their air specifically. That was not envisioned by the science of the time.
He's talking about something called vapor intrusion. That's when contamination seeps into buildings through the air. Becky Resch has firsthand experience with this. Resch lives in Charlevoix. She talks fast and laughs a lot. She takes me out her back door to show me the system she had installed to deal with the chemical vapors.
Right here. And if you see, I mean, they've got a really big one on the back of their building, but this is a fan.
A vacuum system snakes up the side of Resch's house, from the ground to the roof. It keeps contaminated vapors from entering her home. It was installed after low levels of dangerous chemicals were found seeping into her basement. Those chemicals got dumped decades ago by dry cleaners and manufacturers. Over the years, they made their way into the groundwater beneath downtown Charlevoix. Instead of a full cleanup, residents were told, don't drink the groundwater. The city banned residents from digging wells. And for a while, regulators figured that was good enough. Until 2011. That's when the EPA discovered chemical vapors could be seeping into homes like Becky Resch's.
And you kind of freak out because we've lived here for 34, 35 years. What have we been inhaling?
The Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has a list of as many as 4,000 sites to investigate for vapor intrusion. Dan Yordanich is with the DEQ. We asked him whether any of these sites are places where restrictions were imposed instead of full cleanups.
Certainly there's going to be some overlap. You know, primarily, I would definitely say at old manufacturing sites that used degreasers, certainly gas station sites.
Yordanich admits that land use restrictions might have led to less cleanup, but he still thinks they're a good thing. He says they let people use these sites while keeping them from coming into contact with dangerous chemicals. Flo's Dave Dempsey thinks leaving contamination in place opens us up to long-term risks.
The best analogy I can make is it's as though we left hundreds of time bombs in the ground and decided we weren't going to defuse them. They're all out there now, and they're starting to blow up in our faces.
He wants to see the law changed to make it mandatory to clean up contaminated groundwater. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.
On Thursday, we'll hear from a retired DEQ staffer who voiced her opposition to these practices decades ago. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.